Hi and welcome to this episode of the Pete George Experience. I'm Pete George and today's episode is one that's a little bit close to my heart and may challenge some people. It's all about mesothelioma, the quiet killer. So I was born on the 1st of May and May sort of changed for me, especially 15 years ago in 2009 on the 7th of May when my father lost his battle with mesothelioma. Now, for those of you who are unsure what mesothelioma is, it's a silent killer, and it's all brought about from handling and being in and around asbestos. Now, my dad was back then in the PMG, which is now Telstra, and he was a linesman. And back then, all the cables were wrapped in asbestos cloth. And when they're underground cutting the cloth to fix lines and everything, that's where he inhaled it. And consequently, he was doing that in his 20s, and Dad died when he was 69, and it was roughly a 2-3 year battle, but the damage was done a lot of times before then. With mesothelioma, the problem is that they can't, it's in general that they can't pick it up until it's quite late in the process of killing someone. And there is a lot of hope out there that over time that this can change and they can pick it up early and help people out. It's worse than asbestosis, if everybody or most people would have heard of that. And mesothelioma actually attacks the pleura of the lung. In Dad's case, it ate away the pleura of the lung, which is the outside lining of the lung. And in the process of doing that, it always filled up his lungs with fluid, and it was very uncomfortable, painful. And consequently, ate through that lining and into his stomach, and then consequently ate away at Dad. And killed him on the 7th of May. Could have been the 6th. Jane and I, that's my wife, we went down to be with him. We couldn't get a flight in the afternoon. I live in another state to where Dad was. The plane was delayed. We got to the hospital 15 minutes after Dad passed away, which was 12:15, so on the 7th, so we can toss a coin over what day he died, but he actually died. Now, a friend of mine, Cam, good lad, got his heart in a big place and in the right place. I've started noticing Cam doing a poster in mesothelioma, and I wondered what the go was there, and reached out to him. And he informed me that his wife's uncle and good friend lost his dad to mesothelioma. His name was Tony, and there's been an organisation set up, and it's called Trail to Triumph, Awareness and Funds for Mesothelioma. So far they've raised around about $400,000. Just go and check on their website for you, which is trailtotriumph.com.au, and make sure you head over there and donate. Yeah, they've raised $430,000 since 2014, which is an absolutely fantastic effort. We do a lot for breast cancer, ovarian cancer, but this one is not generally aimed at guys, but the jobs that they did back then, led them to asbestosis and mesothelioma. Where to the point my auntie, she has asbestosis or early symptoms of that. I haven't spoken to her since Dad passed away. That's another story, but we don't need to go into family issues on a podcast like this. And her husband was a fridge mechanic. And Uncle Frank, when he was going through his apprenticeship and even late into his career, there was a lot of asbestos in the linings and things like that of fridges. And Auntie Beryl, she actually picked up his clothes, like every wife does, shakes them to put them in the washing machine, and that's where she was picking up the asbestos dust, even to the point now where me and my sister get still get lungs examined every now and again just to make sure that we're okay, because Dad used to come home from work, and as kids do, you run up and hug your dad, and he still had it all on his work clothes, and you just got to be a little bit cautious. So some of the things around mesothelioma and some of the symptoms, and this is why it's hard to pick, is shortness of breath, chest pain, persistent cough. I had a cough, but it wasn't because of that. Fatigue and unexplained weight loss. And when they do the diagnosis, that's through x-rays, CT scans or MRIs, biopsies and lab tests, it's quite daunting to when you first have to go through the process of being diagnosed. And one of the things that still resonates with me with Dad, and because they kept on checking to make sure how much fluid was on his lungs on a regular basis through CAT scans and things like that, and the pain that he was going through. I can remember the week before he passed away, he indicated then that he had enough. He was going for another scan, and he said, "I've had enough of him." And the day I got the phone call to come back down to Victoria, the person that called me said that Dad's refused. He's in too much pain and he's had enough. And I knew that time would come, and it's pretty hard for everybody that's around anyone that dies. Never mind seeing the cruelness of mesothelioma, where in the February of that year, 2009, I saw Dad in hospital and he was 70 kilo. When he died, he was less than 30. So that's the type of killer it is, just like any cancer. But the problem is with mesothelioma and asbestos, it's not too bad because they can actually trim the lung. But once mesothelioma takes over, it's pretty much a foregone conclusion, just a matter of time and keeping the people comfortable. So what's the purpose of this podcast? Is to make awareness, or this episode is to make awareness of mesothelioma. On the 19th, I think it goes for 2 days. Let me go back and check for you. It's on 19th, 20th, 21st of April. Cameron and a group of people will be doing an event. It's a swim event where they it's a 25-kilometre swim over 2.5 days. So they do that to help raise funds. And as I said earlier, make sure that you go to Trail to Triumph, which is trailtotriumph.com.au. The link will be in the show notes. And please, I know it's tough times at the moment for a lot of people. And I have a philosophy with raising funds like this. Any cent's a good cent towards making someone's life a little bit better. So stay tuned. So follow us on all the platforms and social and things like that, because hopefully prior to the start of their swim, I will have someone on which will be a podcast episode, but we'll actually do a live or a recorded interview to make more awareness of it, and hopefully see if we can get them to 500,000. It'll be great. And unfortunately, the new asbestos is the dust from the granite tops, and we'll get into that in another chapter of the Pete George experience. And as I always say, that this show will bring an awareness and have a little bit of fun on the way. So please subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, all of those sort of things, even over on YouTube Music, we're there. And if you're all confused about that, just pop over to petergeorge.com.au, sign up to our monthly newsletter so that you're first to know when the next episode or blog post, because we're still doing the old-fashioned blog post. Our